Born and raised on a back road, speaker box and a cane pole. Saturday we were rebels, but we were angels in church. Beat up boots on a front porch, rusty roots in the back 40. Nothing's ever meant more to me than that dirt. Never give it up, never turn it down. Same back then as it is right now. No matter where I'm at, man, I know I got that old country soul, that boondock swag in my stroll. Rock it wherever I roll. I got that old country, I got that old country soul. I wouldn't trade it for gold. Someday write it on my stone. I got that old country soul.
I'm a blue ribbon on a PBR, counting blessings, counting stars. Memories in a mason jar that won't let me go. Like an old guitar in a brand new song. Just cause you leave don't mean you're gone. No matter where I'm at, man, I know
I got that old country soul, that boondock swag in my stroll. Rock it wherever I roll. I got that old country, I got that old country soul. I wouldn't trade it for gold. Someday ride it on my stone. I got that old country soul. It's who I'll always be. It's every part of me. It's in my bones, my comfort zone. That gravel road, that front porch light that takes me home.
rest.
Those years are over. Don't worry, baby.
We're all getting older. Yes,
those years are over. Don't worry, baby. Those years are over. Don't worry, baby.
The football game.
The football.
Oh,
intro.
The mics are
like, you know, the
mics. This one's pretty good. Feels like a football game. The mics aren't good again this week, by the way. I don't know what's going on in here.
That's my fault.
Yeah. All right, we're back.
It's mic two on. It's mic three on.
I think it's mic three. I think it's mic three for you. But you can
be
do
me.
Both.
It's probably me.
Oh, and mic four is hot as per usual.
Oh.
The mic sounds good too.
The mic sounds a little too good.
Yeah, turn it down.
Yeah,
turn me down a bit.
Yeah, turn down.
You get some hot time, hot taste.
Yeah, OU Texas today. It's the official,
ironically the first time I'm not wearing OU stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like a normal human now. You guys have broken me out of it.
Yeah.
I went full corpo. I made my whole personality having a job for a year.
Yeah.
And now
you're not
having a job.
Now I'm gonna make it not having a job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't like your job anymore?
I don't know, man. They're probably listening. That's crazy.
Yeah, they
I
are.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah?
I just got to lock in harder, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a promotion, right?
I did get a promotion. Yeah. So I'm
congratulations.
A thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm training people now.
Good.
It's weird.
Yeah?
It's absolutely weird, but it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
Mike, nice. T, what you been on?
Huh?
What you been up to?
You know, nailing my exam. My one exam. Yeah, there we go. Round of applause. Third out of the room. Took me 13 minutes. An hour train all the way to Toronto just to sit in a classroom for 10 minutes and leave.
Anatomy exam?
Yeah. Some idiot got 12 out of 40. Because
was
see
it
them.
You?
No.
Idiot
got 32 out of 40.
You didn't say how good you did, yeah.
Yeah, I just said, obviously the person that leaves the room the quickest is the best.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's like either or.
Yeah.
The person who leaves the room the quickest.
It's a bold move.
Yeah, it's either the best or the worst.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Well, I was doing a statement.
Either end of the bell curve.
Yeah, there's no in between. No one leaves first and they're like, oh, I got like an 85. Like, no. You.
It's all the midwits to stay the whole time.
It's the, yeah.
Well, a midwit would have had to stay for that 3 hour, hour and a half exam period. It was multiple choice.
Midwit. I like that term.
Yeah.
It's like horseshoe theory, almost. Like,
well, it's the bell curve, right?
It is the bell curve, yeah. It's the bell curve.
Yeah.
Usually, the worst answer to something is also the best answer to it.
Yeah.
What's an example?
I'm trying to think of one. My greatest strength is that I work too hard.
That's crazy.
Or my weakness is that I work too hard.
My greatest weakness.
That's all, my greatest weakness. We've already covered that before.
Yeah, we have.
But that's the bell curve.
I'm trying to think when
it's either really smart or really stupid and
in
between.
It's a full-on meme format. I'm surprised you haven't seen that.
I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
seen it. But
where's the Jedi and then the...
Yeah.
The midwit. The
I think
slobbering
one,
midwit.
Mr. Googly Eyes.
Yeah.
Muppet. It's like a Muppet.
I saw one. It was like the best relationship advice. It was just like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
And the bottom end of the curve is just those monkeys like, just be yourself. And they're just like, you know, nothing happens. Yeah. And then you go up to the midwits and it's everyone like, do this. You got to do this. You got to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the top of the curve.
Have barriers, have boundaries.
Yeah, what is that?
All the therapeutic talk.
Communication.
Yeah.
Right. This is bad. The bottom of that
care love line.
Yeah. call in.
Call in if you have any relationship advice.
We'll solve it.
We've got three men that know exactly what they're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got three men ready to communicate and share their feelings.
Yeah.
Right?
I think.
That's what we do on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Share feelings of gratitude.
Yeah.
The top of that curve, just be yourself, dude.
Yeah.
quite literally it.
The top of the, I think that was the bottom curve on the other side.
On the right side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The top of the curve is the bell curve where all the midwits hang out. Top of the curve is
the left, the left side. Yeah. Wait, no, it's right.
What's going on?
Guys, I haven't taken stats since like secondary year.
You gotta go back to school, pal.
I gotta go back to school.
Yeah.
Can't believe they didn't show you those in statistics.
They did. Yeah. That's like why I'm like, I feel stupid. Yeah. What's another example?
The greatest weakness is still the only example that comes to mind.
That's honestly like the greatest. Yeah. Have you thought
about it? I try too much.
Do you know a better weakness now?
No. Wait, why what? Not?
For first time listeners, a topic of discussion on our show was how you answer the interview question, what is your greatest weakness? And we walked our dear listeners through how to properly answer that question.
Yeah.
Oh, a better example, don't you think it would be the how you cut a cheesecake with the tongs or the side?
That's a crazy test, yeah.
The side, because you know what you're supposed to do, but you're doing display
someone,
of dominance.
Yes, someone pulls like a lever, professor pulls a lever, that kid just like falls through the floor. Yeah. You fail the cheesecake test. Buddy.
What else is going on?
OU Texas, who's winning?
OU Texas.
So Texas is up 7-3. Yeah, let's check in here.
Big game. There's a baseball game on earlier. Cleveland ended up beating Detroit. I was in Detroit on Thursday night, and Detroit had the chance to close it out, and they did not, unfortunately.
Depressing.
I was at a show right across the street from the baseball stadium when the game was on. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. The
crowd was roaring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Loose ball flying to the venue.
Great.
That'd be cool.
Great, through the Art Nouveau windows that would be thousands of dollars to replace.
Yeah.
Straight into the hand of a...
Straight into my hands.
Straight into his hands.
Yeah, it's still 7-3. The Longhorns. We are a horns down radio show here.
We are, absolutely.
Adult daycare. CFMU 93.3.
Absolutely.
CFMU radio every Saturday, 4:30 to 5:30.
Exclusively.
It's Thanksgiving today. We've got some pies in the freezer. I've got some... cakes at home, some donut things that are pretty good. We're gonna be eating well tonight. We're gonna bring the ball gloves up to the farm.
Pigskin.
Yeah.
Volleyball. Beach volleyball.
No spike ball though.
No spike ball.
No
pickleball. Spike ball is for chumps, man.
Yeah.
Play a real game.
We don't do that. Tackle football only.
Tackle football. Yeah. I don't want to see any flags. No two hand. No one hand.
No. Take me down.
I want to see.
You want me to stop? Take me down.
I want to see some bones splintering through some skin when we play.
Yeah.
That's how I know. And even then, keep going. David Goggins style.
Yeah. Friend of the show, David Goggins.
David Goggins. Yeah. Special guest. Right here, David Goggins.
Now's the time you do your Goggins impression.
I don't have a good one.
No, I don't either. It feels wrong.
We could throw on a...
He's just so cool. He's such a good friend of the show that we can't
I know, right? Yeah.
We can't mock him.
No, Goggins is...
amazing.
Something. No, yeah, he's
phenomenal.
So cool and can do no wrong. Yeah.
And he'll get you in tip-top shape to move the printer over at work.
Yeah, like why would you hire Goggins? You see those people that like hire David Goggins for a week? Yeah.
Really?
You have to
look at how much that runs you.
And like first night,
he just yells at you.
You think it's like it's gonna be him? Like, you want to try this? You want to try this? It's like first night, 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. Like we're gonna go on a run. Yeah. He's like, what?
Yeah,
we're going on a run right now.
Yeah,
and these are like corporate people. Oh yeah, like consultants.
That should come as no surprise because that's all he talks about.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's yeah.
He's
why one, would what you,
he's a one trick pony.
Yeah. One trick it's pony. Push ups till failure, running, and do what nobody else wanted. Wants to do, which is run at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and then listen to, you know what he does? He like listens to tweets.
Yeah,
he has like
to the hateful
that's
tweets.
Like,
all the haters. Yeah,
you gotta have some enjoyment
out
of that.
Hasn't been listening to a couple of them. The Candyman. Been blocking that out.
Yeah.
Title card fight right there.
Yeah.
More celebrities on the title card there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's my two.
We should have a celebrity boxing match at CFMU.
Oh yeah, who do we have?
You.
I don't,
who graduated? Who are like notable alumni? Like Pokimane? I know she went to Mac, right?
Do you know who Martin Short is? He's a pretty famous comedian.
Let's bring him out.
Julian Casablancas was here.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Let's go, everyone.
He was here. Oh yeah. Let me drop this tweet. So Julian Casablancas was featured on an album that will remain unnamed on the remix. Of it, and so he was in the news. So someone tweeted That's my replies. Julian Casablancas, so 365 party girl that he attended my friend's former roommate's undergrad Halloween house party in Hamilton, Ontario in 2019. Which is misinformation. So I responded because I was
not going to let that slide.
A part of this. I said, this is misinformation. We met him at a bar after a Halloween party that was not at a house. So I just have to set the record straight on that one for our good friend Julian, who was here at McMaster in 2019.
True and on.
Yeah.
True blooded. Loves his country.
Julian Casablancas.
Yeah.
I mean, judging by the talk he gave, I don't know, but.
Yeah.
But no, he's a cool guy.
Well, he's going to be in the title card.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the CMU boxing.
Yeah, so it's Julian Casablancas.
You and Martin Short.
Pokimane. Pokimane. This is a pretty good card.
This is a great fight.
Who else? Lil Tecca was here last week.
Lil Tecca was here last week.
So that's an alum, the way I see it. The guys that made Cake Butt. It wasn't Cake Butt.
It wasn't DNC.
No, Cake Butt was the song the two DJs made.
Cake Boss?
No, it's not. Cake by the Ocean is DNCE.
Well, are you talking about Loud Luxury?
Yes, Loud Luxury.
Okay.
That's two for one. They come as a team, so you have to box two of them at the same time.
It's a tag team match?
It's no tag team. It's just two of them in the ring. Yeah.
Punching you.
This is the Loud Luxury song. Body,
yeah.
These guys are here last week.
Well, it sounds
David.
Like Cake by the Ocean.
I know. Where was I last week?
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah. We couldn't get press passes if you were around, so...
Yeah,
this guy sucks.
Yeah.
This guy just talks about his job all the time.
Yeah, that's what he told the promoters, like, okay, don't invite him.
It's the tight 36 hours.
Yeah,
get up for them.
Get up on stage.
It's 72 hours, that movie.
Yeah, 147 hours.
Yeah,
146 hours.
Yeah. 324
Cut your arm
hours.
Off. Ah, oh, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
And then my RRSP matching is coming.
Yeah.
Wow. Can we hear more about that?
No. I'm done with it, guys. Yeah. That's it. You're right.
You're done?
Yeah. You're right. I put it all on black.
All on black.
I lost, so I'm going to restart now.
Yeah.
On red.
Disclaimer, that's not real. Should have been red. If it was on red, I'd have $1 billion.
It probably would. The song's pretty good, though, eh?
It is good.
These guys were here last weekend. You missed
it. You see him?
No. We didn't get press passes.
Yeah.
How much were they? Like $9 million?
No, press passes are free.
Yeah. They just give them to boots on the ground reporters.
Yeah. Big J journos like us.
That's it. We were there. Listen to the Ground Zero.
Ground Zero, yeah.
We were there.
Yeah.
In Texas. We were at Waco.
I haven't been to Waco, but.
Oh, yeah.
I was on Mr. Pipes' ranch, though. That's boots on the ground reporting.
You guys like realize we're never going to experience something like that ever again.
No, Mr. Pipes.
No, that's the thing. Like, unless he creates, like, remember that thing? He's like, I want my dad to keep the land so we can split it and create our own society here. I'm like, surely
our own Lord
that
of
can't
the
go wrong at all. No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
that's,
literally.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I don't know why you didn't
just
let
watching
us do that
the
initially.
Euros, just waking up to the smell of maple bacon in the middle of Texas. Like, Lana just dropped. Like,
It doesn't get much better than that.
Ubering everywhere.
Yeah,
we were like, he baited us with the car though. He was like, I'll probably have it ready. I'll probably have it. No, it was never ready.
Pretty awesome 1999 Toyota 4Runner.
Oh,
but, it's in the shop right now. I could go grab it.
But you guys suck.
But I don't.
when he drove by,
oh, it's right there. I can go pick it up.
But you guys probably don't want it.
Yeah, Mr. Pipes. Shout out, Mr. Pipes.
Honestly, it's pretty good. We didn't have a car.
Yeah,
we would have done too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think I had a police radar in it, so we would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do we have anything else to say in this segment, or should we listen to Amber 311?
I'm Team Amber.
Team Amber.
I've got nothing more to say.
Let's go Team Amber for a little bit.
Song. you'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
وانت معايا ما يشغلنيش الناس فرد الاحساس اجمل بكتير وانت معايا بشوفك احلى الناس دي حقيقة خلاص ما فيهاش تغيير باين حبيت ايوه انا حبيت حبيت الدنيا اللي بتضحك لي معاك على طول باين حبيت ايوه انا حبيت وبشوف في عينيك الفرحة اللي تخليني بقول اعيش غير وانا وياك وهقولك ايه ده مفيش ثانية تعدي ما توحشنيش وارتحت معاك طب اسمي ده ايه باين حبيت ايوه انا حبيت حبيت الدنيا اللي بتضحك لي معاك على طول باين حبيت ايوه انا حبيت وبشوف في عينيك الفرحة اللي تخليني
Hey bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. All that stew's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think. All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music. Girl, I hope I didn't come off too much like a big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think. It's good cold beer and country music. Good cold beer and country music. All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music. Good country music.
dites-moi d'où il vient. Enfin, je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai? Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Quoi, qu'on y croit ou pas, y'aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables? Hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais d'où on aurait hérité, c'est ça, faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es?
Stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Because the world is run by the man.
Who?
The man. Oh, you don't know the man? Oh, well, he's everywhere. And there used to be a way to stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll. But guess what? Oh, no. The man ruined that, too, with a little thing called MTV!
Huh?
Lucky for you, we're not anything like MTV. 93.3 CFMU is local, independent, and kind of single-handedly bringing back Sticking It to the Man in Hamilton. You can thank us by tuning in or listening online. 93.3 CFMU,
Yo.
Redefining radio and sticking it to the man in your community.